Father, we thank you so much that we can listen to the words of the Lord Jesus, and we pray now that his words will enter our hearts and help us as his followers. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. It's a great joy to be with you here on All Saints Sunday. And thank you, Andrea, very much for the welcome to share in your communion service. Our gospel reading is perfect, isn't it, for All Saints Sunday? Because Jesus there tells us how the saints should live and how we should conduct ourselves. This is Jesus starting probably the most famous sermon in history, the Sermon on the Mount. And he gives us in these opening verses what have become known as the Beatitudes, or I suppose we could call them the beautiful attitudes. Of Jesus' followers. I thought this morning we could focus on the first beautiful attitude, which is there in Matthew chapter 5, verse 3. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. This is Jesus' first picture of Jesus' people. Blessed are the poor in spirit. Now you may think actually it's a rather low-key introduction, isn't it? Bit of a strange picture of a Christian. Blessed are the poor in spirit. It could for some people be a bit depressing or perhaps a little bit pathetic. I mean, to be poor in spirit. People want to be full of the spirit, not poor in spirit. Well, I brought along an old friend with me this morning to help us explore this first beatitude and help us understand what this first beautiful attitude is all about. My friend's name is Watt. And over the years, I've found Watt is a great help as I read through the Bible. Because I find the Bible the most difficult book I read, but I love the Bible. But Watt makes me ask questions. What's this all about? What is God trying to say to me? What ought I to be doing? So Watt is going to give us three questions to ask about this first beatitude. First one is, what does it mean to be poor in spirit? The word Jesus uses for the poor here is not simply the ordinary poor. Jesus means the poor of the poor, the homeless poor, the begging poor, the stinking poor. And in the Old Testament, this word was used for the spiritually poor as well. Let me give you a few examples of believers in the Old Testament who were poor in spirit. Gideon, he was called by God to rescue Israel from an occupying army. Gideon's response, Lord, how can I save Israel? I'm the least in my family. That's being poor in spirit. Or what about King David, when speaking to God, he said, Lord, who am I that you should come to me? Poor in spirit. Moses, called by God to rescue Israel from Egypt, said, who am I that I should go to Pharaoh? Remember Peter, when he was in his boat, and Jesus gave him a supernatural catch of fish. And Peter said to Jesus, depart from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man. That's poor in spirit. Or the Apostle Paul. He was an old man writing to his young friend Timothy. And he called himself, I am the chief of sinners. It's amazing, isn't it, from the Apostle Paul. Not I was, but I am the chief of sinners. That's poor in spirit. Do you know, it's also interesting. Even Jesus, who is the Lord of glory and the King of kings, when he was a man, he was poor in spirit. Let me give you a few examples. The Bible says Jesus humbled himself and became obedient, even to death on the cross. And then remember Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane, just before the cross, he prayed, Father, take this cup from me, yet not what I will, but you will. That's being poor in spirit, isn't it? Or Jesus on the cross, my God, why have you forsaken me? That's poor in spirit. And look at Jesus' life. Who were the people who received the the most blessing from the Lord? Well, the people who came asking him for things, Lord, help me. Lord, heal me. Lord, give me. This is the way we live under the blessing of the Lord. It's this dependency, this realization that we need help. And the Lord Jesus is the one who can ultimately help us. So, Lord, forgive me. Lord, bless me. Lord, give me. Lord, meet with me. Lord, fill me. Lord, help me. That's what it means to be poor in spirit. Let's move on to the second question from Wask. What makes people poor in spirit? Did you notice what the saints in the Bible had in common that we read earlier? They all had one thing in common. They encountered God. God spoke to Gideon through an angel. God spoke to Moses through the burning bush. God spoke to David through Samuel. The Lord Jesus spoke to Peter. And the Lord Jesus met with Paul on the road to Damascus. See what happened? As the Lord met with these people, so they became aware of being poor in spirit. And I have found over the years that as I listen to God, it makes me poor in spirit. The Bible keeps me in my place. I don't know about you, but every time I read the Bible, I seem to be challenged about who God is and who I am and how hopeless I am. As a Christian, I became a Christian back in my 20s. And how hopeless I've been over the last 50 plus years. But that's what the Bible does. When God speaks to us, he humbles us and he blesses us. And we realize actually all the blessings we need in life come from him. When we read Christian books, God can speak to us. Or what about on Sundays like this, coming together? God speaks. And we realize how great God is and how little we are. Or what about being in a Bible group in a home or listening to a Christian podcast on the internet? All these things have the ability to help us see how great God is and how little we are. I found Christian music helps me as well, singing some of these great hymns. What about the hymn Rock of Ages? Nothing in my hand I bring. Simply to your cross I cling. Naked come to you for dress. Helpless look to you for grace. Stained by sin, to you I cry. Wash me, Saviour, or I die. That's a hymn for the poor in spirit, isn't it? We're going to be taking the bread and the wine soon. That reminds us how poor in spirit we are. The bread broken. Jesus' body broken for us. Jesus' blood poured out for us. Jesus hanging in our place on the cross. Jesus hanging in my place. Jesus taking our guilt and my guilt and your sin and my sin. All these things this morning will create this sense of being poor in spirit. As the old hymn says, it is a thing most wonderful, almost too wonderful to be, that God's own Son should come from heaven and die to save someone like me. That's why it's great to be here this morning, to look again at the cross of Christ and to remember all he's done for us, to see how rich God is in his love for this world and how poor we are in spirit. It's a great blessing. That's what he says. Which leads us to our third what. What is the blessing for the poor in spirit? Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. When Jesus says that we will be blessed, what does he mean? The word blessed means, the word that's used is in Makarios. Did you know Cyprus in the Mediterranean used to be known as Makarios Island? The blessed island. So why was Cyprus called Makarios Island? Because it was a great place to live. Perfect climate. The soil was fertile. Loads of natural resources. The residents have all they need. If you've been there for holiday, you know what a great place it is. And Jesus says, this is true for the poor in spirit. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Not Macarius Island, but actually the kingdom of heaven. And who's the king in heaven? The Lord Jesus. And as his followers, we live in him. That's the great Christian concept. As Christians, we are in the king. And we get all the blessings spiritually from him. And so Jesus gives us the ultimate Macarius Island experience. Because in Christ, we have all things. For after all, our King is the creator of everything. Our King is the savior of the world. Our King loves all people. And Jesus loves to bless the poor in spirit. So what a great start to the Sermon on the Mount. If you want some homework this week, go and look at the other Beatitudes. Because they're all as challenging as the first one. So let's pray. And let's come to our King as people who are poor in spirit. Let me lead us in a little prayer. Lord, as we are poor, wretched and blind, you give us sight and healing of the mind. All that we need in you we find. O Lamb of God, we come. Amen.